Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mr. Prick Me and the Man Hater Show. I am your host, Reagan, aka the Man Hater, even though I don't hate men. And this is.
I'm Chesco, but I
just. What are you messing with?
Well, okay. I have a bucket of Charmander parts here. A garbage can full of Charmander.
You're a monster.
No, I didn't realize because this was empty. And so I'm printing out like a Charmander to put together. And I just realized how weird it looks that I have like a bucket of severed Charmander parts. Inside of it's a garbage can.
You're a monster.
I'm a monster. So this is Chesco, Mr. Bucket of Charmander parts.
Ew, what?
That's what we're going for. It's gonna be the label.
I don't love the sound of it.
It's not really a bucket as much as it's a garbage bin full of Charmander parts.
Not much better.
I guess I'm also Mr. Pick Me.
Oh.
With the caveat that I have already been chosen. By my beloved.
Beloved?
That's how we speak to each other
in casual
conversation.
You're a liar.
I say, beloved.
If you beloved, said that, she would be like, what?
Wherefore art thou? Mightn't I trouble you for a peck on the cheek?
Ew. You know
and
what
she'll say, yes, beloved.
She says, fuck off.
What the fuck are you doing?
That reminds me of, did you ever see the SNL skit with... It was Rachel Dratch and Will Ferrell doing The Lovers. They'd be like, my lover. You know what I'm talking about?
So, no.
Oh,
no.
My God. Jesco. Oh,
I've
my God.
I've probably seen
classic.
It. Just, yeah.
But they like constantly are like speaking to each other like gross like that. Like, remember when we were under the moonlight feeding grapes? And then something bad will happen. And be like, oh, you're on my back.
That's so great. That's
the reality of those people. Yeah, the people that talk like that home, they're like, shut up, Carol.
Yeah. What's always that joke that the unhappiest couples online are the ones that are, or the unhappiest couples in real life are the ones that look so happy online. Like their life is absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
I think it's a Charmander hand I just found. Sorry. Was that a hand?
Oh,
I know what it is. No, it's because it's the Charmander I'm printing out is him holding up a table. I'm going to use it like to put like a plant on or something.
Of course.
Why wouldn't I? It's supposed to be 6 feet tall, or it's supposed to be like actually like 3.5 feet tall, and I shrank it down in so I don't know if it'll even work, but I do think it's better than me printing out the one that the gigantic one, right?
Mm-hmm.
A tiny one is better.
Why are you asking me specifically?
Because I just feel I need you to convince me not to do it.
The only thing I'll say is not during the show.
I'm not printing right now. I'm not printing right now.
That's a miracle.
Yeah. My issue, I said this on Threads the other day, with 3D printing, among many things, is first off, as someone that like the idea of like I think of something, I want it, and I can just
make it.
It's so great because I would never do that. I would never like order off Amazon a random toy.
Right.
Right. But I'm like, I could just make it in my office. I could just, and it feels less like I spent money on it, even though I did technically spend money on the filament and the printer. But it is, I mean, for what I would do, for what this is going to look like, this little chart, if I wanted to buy it online, it would cost me multiple dollars.
That's a thing now. Well, like even craft stores now are full of 3D printing. It's crazy.
Yeah. I keep getting messages from people asking me, oh, where can I purchase what you make? I'm like, oh, I'm guessing that's what a lot of 3D printers. Yeah. I was like, I don't have any interest in creating a shop. But then I feel bad because somebody is like, they're like, but I want, they didn't say this, but in their mind, they're like, well, but I want it. And I don't have a 3D printer. I'm like,
well, welcome to the real world. The real world.
The real world. Hey, buddy, welcome to the real world.
You can
where
tell.
We buy all the things.
I'm not very good at threatening people.
You turn into a child.
Welcome to the real world.
Welcome to the real world, I guess.
That reminds me of that thing where it's like, I don't think I like 3D printing. Yeah.
I don't think I like any winning.
Disturbed.
I did that trend about going to an abortion rally.
Why?
I think it was not as offensive as made it sound right now, but it was I don't think I want to go to the abortion rally. And it was a friend sharing. I was like, I think I really like going to the abortion rally.
It was so unexpected for you to say. If you're like, guess what I use this trend for?
This is where my brain works. I was there. It wasn't like I was just like talking about it. And
I didn't using say
it.
You weren't there.
No, I know.
But I believe you were there.
There are lots of times where I'm like, that's a funny joke. And I'll say it to my wife and she'll be like, that's not very funny at all.
I don't think that's very funny.
I don't think that's very funny at all, Chesco.
I think you should weave me alone.
I think you should probably rethink that punchline.
Shut the fuck up.
Shut the fuck up and leave me the fuck alone. She felt bad the other day because I mentioned that I'm not offended by it. I get it. Like that there are certain topics. I think we brought it up on the show or the pre-show where she's just like, I can tell. She's like,
oh, she's maxed out.
Yeah, I don't fucking care. And I brought that up to her and she felt so bad. She was like, no, I do. I was like, no, it's okay. This is not something you have to feel bad about. You have been with me for almost, you know, in total, like 18 years at this point. I'm a lot.
Can I tell you? I keep describing improv scenes to my wife. She hates it. I'm like, oh my God, the funniest thing happened. So I was playing this character. Yeah. I was the shopkeeper, and this is what was going on. And then they came in and they said this line. And she's like, what?
What are you saying?
It's never funny to retell an improv scene ever.
No, because the thing is, improv's not really funny. It's what's funny about it is because it's in the moment. It's quick.
Yes, it's quick, you know they came up with it on the spot, and there's an energy to being there. So like hearing it described,
that wasn't actually a very funny joke. That's also one of the reasons why I think video of improv is rarely
a nightmare.
It looks so bad. Like I was watching, we brought like at our final show for the improv. The house was like genuinely. We brought it was like a phenomenal show, and I'm watching a video afterwards.
Humble brag.
No, but this is me here deflating a little bit. I watched the video afterwards. I was like, I wasn't funny at all. Why were they laughing? And they were laughing hard. Like, and you can hear their reaction. I'm like,
watching back and
putting that online
is a nightmare. Because in the moment, you're like, we nailed it. That was hilarious. You watch it back and you're like, ugh, mm-hmm. What was I talking about?
What the hell was that? I have said that even when I was in college, that used to be a running joke. It's like, I'm not actually funny, but I am quick. that's kind of like, I don't know why I didn't get into improv more. Because I was like, you know, it's the perfect fit. Because I can just be in the scene. And I think the funniest scenes actually are the ones where you're not trying to be funny.
100%. You shouldn't be, in improv, trying to be funny. Yeah. But it's also like, I love that you can edit. Like if something is not working or you want to go out on a good line, you're like, edit. Yep. Look, run across the stage versus in real life. Mm-hmm. But there's so many times I'm like, God, I wish I could edit myself out.
Is your troupe like long form?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've never done long form.
You do short form. Yeah. I forgot about that.
No, but I've been wanting to learn how to do it. Like I've been, it's just all the classes here are like, for like real people that want to do it for a living or like when
it
uses
it
as like
it harder. Although where I just stopped caring that thing because I don't feel that way. I like doing it for fun and I am not as serious about it. And there are some people who take it so freaking seriously and I'm just like, I'm not going to feel that way. I guess where you live, you could get seen.
You could get
noticed. But in the Midwest, no one from SNL is here right now. Like, no one is seeing this.
No, but like, they are, a friend of mine was in the 101 at the Groundlings before, like their intro course.
Uh-huh.
And they said, oh God, what's her name? I want to say her name wrong. She has like blonde, like tight, curly blonde hair. Is it Fortune? What's her name?
The lesbian?
Yeah.
Oh, Fortune Feimster? Yes. Why would she be on that?
She was in, but she was in there like the intro, but that's how like apparently everybody has to go through. I think she was like, and this is a couple years back.
Oh,
or it was like one number one or two. Or like 101 or 202 or something.
She's
one of those
on the
things.
Podcast with Tig Notaro, right?
Right. Okay. But that's the point. They were in like this intro course LA, and they were and because the way that they do it here for mm-hmm. it wasn't like this at Comedy Sports, was just more like we're having fun doing fun improv games. Mm-hmm. The way that like the Groundlings and like UCB and all the big ones do it mm-hmm. is it's competition. Like you're literally, if you're not good enough, you're not in the class anymore.
Jesus.
Or like you can't, you don't get to keep going forward. Like you have to like audition. Like it's a very, yeah.
That's serious.
Because everyone's like fighting for to be on it because they're trying to be on TV. And yeah. So that the only reason I liked Comedy Sports because it wasn't like that at all. It was just right. It was a bunch of like
fun
people getting together and just like doing mm-hmm. jokey jokes together. Doing little jokey jokes together.
Yeah. Do we want to do the show?
Nah. Bye, everybody.
Don't turn your camera off. You know that makes me nervous.
I'm sorry.
Where'd you go?
What is happening? I gotta stop playing with these Pokemon parts.
I would like you to know that that's making a lot of noise.
Is it really?
Yes. You're playing with parts in a trash can.
Oh, okay. Hold on 1 second. Or let's intro the show and then they'll have a good cut. What are we talking about today, Reagan?
We are talking about a man behaving badly at Disneyland and what the internet has to say.
Theme song.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time.
Mr. Pygmy and Man hated to talk all the shit. So grab your popcorn, thank me later. Don't want to miss it.
Oh, it was Disney World. I'm a liar.
No.
All right,
no,
wait. It's Disney
noise,
World.
Noise. Noise.
Are you well? Are you okay?
Are you really asking me that question?
No.
Oh, I've been well for a while.
I can't tell you how many times I've said I'm not well in the past 2 weeks.
Right.
I'm sorry. I'm not well.
So you're saying it was at Disneyland?
No, it's Disney.
Is that what? I remember you specifically saying Disneyland in the intro.
It's Disney World, I think.
Oh, why did you lie to everyone, Reagan?
I don't know. I'm a liar. I don't normally introduce it. I got scared.
Trust is all we have with our following. Literally.
They don't trust us.
Oh, we have. They trust us with everything.
They can't trust us to post, so...
No, they trust you. They don't trust
<That's>
me.
That's true. Because you know the pre-show went up.
I think people believe that I'm a lot more together than I actually am. I think people think I have my shit together. And there are instances of my life where I do.
There's times.
But
that
there is
I
a
might.
There is a complicated network of very fragile webbing holding everything in my life together at any given point. And it's working out for me so far.
It's going really well.
I'm 44 years old. It's not changing at this point.
That's
this is
true.
Not. Anything is only going to get worse from here. So,
mm-hmm.
My poor wife.
That's how I end a lot of my sentences as well. Oh, my poor wife.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So it was Disney World. I was right. So.
Well, you said Disneyland, so technically you were wrong.
I was right about being wrong is what I'm saying.
Oh, is that how it works? So if I say something wrong, I can just correct myself and be like, okay, I was right about me being wrong earlier.
Technically, yes.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Don't worry about it. So this story was posted. People had big thoughts. I have big thoughts about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it really brings up how we respond to women on the internet when they come out with negative things about their husband and how they respond to that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's see where this dad loses you. I would love to know in the comments at what point you say, oh, no.
Hi, guys. I have a very quick question and story to tell you. I actually need input from women and men on this one, if possible. I'm not driving. I'm paying attention. Don't worry. I've parked so I can do this before I get home. I have to tell you guys this before I get back home. So, and I'm going to try to be as unbiased as possible, only telling you the facts. So that way you can make your own judgment and give me some opinions. Basically, last week we went to go and meet friends in Orlando. We stayed at the Disney property. They stayed off Disney property to do something else. So what we were going to do is we were going to go to Disney one day. We were going to have brunch and then ride a few rides. And then we're going to go meet with our friends and spend the day with them at the pool. So that morning we went to Disney. We went to Magic Kingdom, and every time we go, we always rent a double stroller. I think it's like $30, and a single stroller. I think it's $15 for the day. You get the whole stroller for the day. So if we wanted to go back that night, which we ended up doing. So anyway, so we go to eat, and when we come back, one of our strollers is missing. It didn't have any of our stuff. It just had our name like big, you know, on the back of it. So we look around. We don't know where it is. We don't know what happened. We think it may be a worker moved it to a different spot. So we search, whatever. Eventually, we're like, chalk it up as a loss. We'll just explain to the people what happened. Someone took it. I don't know. Which was crazy. Never, ever, 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 ever in my life happened at Disney. But anyway, so I'm like, hey, can we go to Tomorrowland so I can get some coffee at Joffrey's and then we can like walk out. As we're there, we see Stitch, and my youngest loves Stitch. So I brought the kids over to watch Stitch, and my husband said, I'll be right back. I said, okay, that's fine. So he comes back around the corner and he has a stroller and it's piled high with shit everywhere. And I'm like, looking at him. I'm like, is that our stroller? And he was like, yeah. He's like, they flipped our name upside down and then piled a whole bunch of stuff on it. So we couldn't find it. I was like, oh, well, that's really shady. Like that's really crappy to happen, you know, like whatever. So then my husband starts going through their personal bags that were on the stroller. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, they're going to pay me for my time and inconvenience. Nope. No, we don't steal. I said, we're not stealing. We don't steal from people. Like, my kids are right here. Oh, okay. Unbiased. I said, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to take it where he found it, and we can put all of their stuff in a pile, and they'll get the hint when they come back and the stroller's gone. So we walk back over there, and of course, hundreds of people were by one of the popular rides. The line's 2 miles long, and I'm like, oh, okay, let's just go. And so then there was a bag tied to our stroller, a plastic bag. Well, he rips it off, and inside is a massive bucket of KFC chicken. I had so many questions. How the hell did you get that in the park? How is it still piping hot? Why have I not been doing this? So many questions. I don't even know where the nearest KFC is. Like, did they order it to the park? Anyway, he proceeds to open the chicken and dump it all over the ground. And by that point, someone stepped out of the line we were near. Hey. So my husband's immediate reaction, and he was pissed, and I just knew it wasn't gonna be good. And the guy immediately, hey, and my husband, fuck you, screaming at this guy, you know what you fucking did. So by that point, I guess I didn't hear the guy say this, but I guess the guy said something about, can I have my stuff back or something about his stuff. So my husband proceeds to grab the stuff off the stroller and throw it as hard as he could across the way. Well, it just so happened to go into a planter next to a lady with her infant. So now she's pissed, and rightly so. So she's yelling, not cussing. She's just visibly upset at my husband, rightly so. And I'm like this. I'm frozen. I'm in shock. It's like watching a train wreck and I can't do anything. Hindsight's 2020. I should have pushed the kids just away, just left. Anyway, so has a stroller now, cussing, walking off, screaming, fuck you. And then he's like, step up. And he's bowing up. You're really trying to fight this guy in Tomorrowland. Oh my God. Anyway, he walks off without us. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I finally just look at the lady, because she was kind of sort of near us, and I'm apologizing profusely. And she's giving me this look. I don't know if she realized that I was with him, embarrassingly. So I apologized to her and I walked away and I knew I couldn't talk about it. I couldn't say anything because it would implode and ruin our entire trip. So all I said when I finally caught up to him was, "You just embarrassed the shit out of us." So he gave me like a pat on the shoulder and said, "Sorry." And then he looked at the kids and said, "I'm sorry that you guys had to see that. I shouldn't have done that in front of you." What? I said nothing. I knew how I was going to handle it in my head. That was not going to cause a fight. And so then we left. We went up to meet with friends. The story came up. The husband that we met up with started laughing. And I think my husband took that as a, you know, congratulations on what you did kind of a thing. He was laughing about the chicken incident. And so my husband proceeds to say in front of me and the other wife, my friend, "You know, women just need to let the men handle situations like this, because when you guys try to help in any way, it just makes things so much worse." Noted. Okay. So all I said was, "I didn't say anything to you during this whole thing." Never said a word. That was it. We haven't talked about it since. That was it. I need to know, because my husband talks like this is all guys, all men. This is all men. So I'm obviously extremely pissed. I mean, like, fuming mad. I don't know how he didn't get kicked out. I don't know how he didn't get in trouble. I don't know how nothing happened, actually. Maybe I am overreacting. Maybe it wasn't that bad. I don't know. But he acts like this is the reaction of all men. So men, is this normal? Is this normal? Like, if it is, fine. Fine. Women, what would you have done in that situation? Obviously, I know I should have walked away. I should have. But what would you have done if you were in that situation? And also, if you were at Magic Kingdom Tomorrowland last week and you happened to get that on video, there's no way. There were hundreds of people around us and not one person got that on video. There is no way that's not on video somewhere. I need a copy of that video, please. And thank you.
Have there been videos released, by the way? Have you seen any? No.
This is only 4 days ago. She has some other videos still relating to this, but I wanted to get your thoughts on this.
I mean, that's what I would have done too. All men, right? I mean, you know me.
Always throwing chicken.
What the fuck? Like that, I can't.
I know.
It kept getting worse. Like, first off, to even come back pushing all these other, like, you went from like someone doing a petty, like stealing your thing to you actually committing a crime, first off, by stealing their stuff. Like, that's an actual crime. Like, I don't even know if they're like, somebody, like, they could have easily been like, "Oh, sweet, here's a stroller." They didn't know that this is me giving too much benefit.
No, they knew the name was on it, so they,
I guess,
they,
well, this is it. We're also taking the word of the husband that they flipped the name.
I mean, I think the name was on it. Yeah. I do think there was an initial bad thing. I think that's probably
either
true.
Way. Stealing the, like, they coming back with all their stuff and then going through their fucking, like, trying to take money from them.
Yes.
And then, like, that first, that, like, starting there, it's like, yeah, what the fuck are you doing, dude? You're gonna get, like, that, you would go to, like, no one's going to jail for probably moving the stroller, right? Taking a stroller. They, like, stealing their money, that's, you're getting arrested. Like, that's an actual,
that's
crime.
Not Disney law, brother.
No,
that's
not
law,
Disney law. You're going to actual
police.
You're
not going to Disney jail on that one.
And then the thing, the dumping, for some reason, that made me the most angry of all of the dumping of the chicken.
Let's stay on the wallet for a second.
Sure.
Okay, so that part, like, immediately to me was like, okay, so we have a person who is looking for an excuse to do something out of pocket.
Yeah.
Like, this is somebody who thinks, well, you did something bad to me, all bets are off, and I can do whatever I want. Like, oh, you took my stroller, I'm going to take money from you. And I've seen that before, like someone, you know, like someone just do something that you're like, that's not justified by what happened initially. Like, just because one person did something kind of shitty to you does not give you free pass to do whatever the frick you want, you know? And I feel like that's a very clear sign already that like you were looking to do something messed up. Mm-hmm. Like you were looking to get some vengeance. Mm-hmm. And like, to me already, it was clear he does not have control over his emotions. Mm-hmm. Now, for the record, he is a military man and I think he's in reserves now. Mm-hmm. And it was weird because the comment section was full of people guessing that, mm-hmm. which I'm not sure what, I don't know if it's the square up part maybe was part of it, but it was very interesting that that was like clocked by so many commenters. Mm-hmm. And then eventually she was like, yes, he is, I guess, current military, but he's in the reserves now. He was active and now he's in, or what, I don't have that's described, but he is now in the reserves.
Yeah. Anyone that's going to go just immediately jump to that though. There's something.
That's spiked.
Yeah, because and it's a little trigger for me in the sense that that's how my dad was, and my dad had a lot of issues with him. Like I remember my mom. I don't know if I shared this on the story on the podcast before, but when I was little, I used to think it was such a cool story. When I don't think my mom was telling me this, like, and is it cool thing? She said that when they were dating, because my dad was like a brawler, which is so funny because I'm not that at all. But
you're 6'5". You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. I guess that's my. But he was in the Brown Berets, which is like kind of a militant group that was around. He when he was older in life, his hands were like claws because they'd been broken so many times from fights. And she said every single date they ever went on, he sought out a fight. And so this is like my dad was like. And so when I hear stuff like that, I see, because like there's a reason why I don't get into fist fights. Like even I've been in situations where because there's better ways to deal with something than that. And it's typically not always. Sometimes people, again, if someone goes after me, sure, then I'm going to have to do it back.
Or someone you love.
Someone I'm protecting somebody. But yeah. there's usually, it's 99% of the time. I've seen friends get in fights before and things, or I've been at like acquaintances, I should say. None of my close friends have been that way. But it's usually the people I'm like, oh, fuck, of course he's getting into a fight.
Here we go.
It's fucking so-and-so. It's
Brian.
Oh,
God,
fucking you. Brian. God. Who invited Kevin, right, to this shit? But it's like it's the idea, like there's always that guy, you're like, oh, he always pulls this shit. And there's a reason, but because they're seeking it out.
That's
they're
the like, thing. They're looking for it. I think it 100% is that. I think it's somebody who has unresolved shit going on and they mm-hmm. are looking for an excuse to release it. Cause mm-hmm. like I never look at that and think like, oh, what a tough guy. Like, mm-hmm. ooh, that guy's really in control. I think the exact opposite. I think mm-hmm. that person is completely out of control. They mm-hmm. don't have control over their emotions. They mm-hmm. verbally clearly can't handle the situation and they're letting it get to this point. Like I think that's someone who's not okay. Like I don't mm-hmm. know anybody that would let it get to that point who was okay, like internally, other than what you said, like defending yourself or defending mm-hmm. someone else. So we have the initial I'm gonna take their money. Mm-hmm. Which is crazy,
right? The idea of for that
going through their shit. Oh
yeah, that's, oh man, if you ever want to escalate a situation way more than anything,
rob them.
God, I mean, because I would, God, if I saw someone going through like my wife's purse, mm-hmm. I am the least, but I might get like what the fuck are you doing? I would get big right away, like what the fuck are you doing?
Well,
man,
you know what,
I never steal someone else's stroller either, but it's
what it kind of reminds me of is like when people like won't tip or will do like negative. Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen people do that? I've seen it online. I obviously wasn't there for it because I wouldn't have let it happen. But like they'll like subtract money, which I don't mm-hmm. even think you can do that. I don't know. I don't know what happens with that, but I know you can't mm-hmm. do that. But it's like because of the inconvenience. It's like, no, dude, no, mm-hmm. not how it works. You're not allowed to say I've been inconvenienced. I don't think you should steal strollers. I'm obviously not on that person's mm-hmm. side either. But the idea that like, well, I'm good. I get to go through your shit and take your money because you took, it's just wild. And then we have the chicken, mm-hmm. the chicken incident.
That's crazy. Like to just dump out their food. Cause also like,
also if someone, litter.
Yeah, it's litter, but it's all, that's like, that is their property at that point that you just destroyed. Like that is, mm-hmm. you did just ruin their property. Yeah. Right. And so.
Which is why he came out of line.
Right. Right. And the fact that like I imagine if someone's sneaking in food, they're doing it to save money as well. It's like because Disney is expensive. Like maybe you're trying to cut corn. So they also fucked over. Like and like I said, assuming the other people were shitty for stealing the stroller. Like assuming the worst about them, that they knew what they were doing, assuming that I'm like it, because I but also I wouldn't be so positive about any of this to make Chesko's law be the law that goes into effect in that situation. Like, if it was somebody I knew did something, I might be like, what the fuck? And try to take care of it. But like, you don't, there's always a chance that there was a miscommunication.
I agree. I think, I think they stole the stroller? Yes. Mm-hmm, because of how much strollers are. Mm-hmm. It's a nightmare in there.
Right.
And they had three, they had like a double and a single.
Right.
You could see if somebody was like panicked and maybe they're trying to hide that they stole chicken. I don't know.
Which, also, on a side note, I wouldn't, when my kids were all young enough to be in a stroller at the same time, like when my, they were far enough apart that we never had all three in the stroller at the same time. But even when two were in a stroller, we weren't going to Disney World or Disney. Like that's so much. That does not sound like a family.
You also see like 10-year-olds in strollers that are just, it's crazy. There's been like bigger kids trying to hide in strollers to look like babies. I saw a video online. It was clearly like a 12-year-old like hiding like with a blanket on top. I was like, you know what? Good luck.
Yeah.
But anyways, with the stroller situation, like even though I personally think that's probably what happened, the idea to your point of thinking, not only do I think that happened, 100% that's what happened. Mm-hmm. They absolutely had ill intent. And I, therefore, am able to rob them and dump all their shit. Like,
the only reason I'm doubting it is because when I have doubts about the narrator of a story.
Of course.
Like he's not a reliable narrator, right? I know people all the time that would tell stories to justify them doing shitty things.
Sure.
To be like, because on the way back, he's probably like, oh fuck! What it, like you know? Because it's like, it's almost like it's a knowledge of I'm about to do something even shittier, so I have to add more details to make sure it doesn't feel.
And he can't know that either, though. That's the thing. Like even if it was flipped, there is a world in which something confusing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like there is a world in which they
took the wrong stroller.
They were like freaking out and throwing stuff on and didn't see the sign. The sign had blown up. Like I'm not saying that's likely, but I'm saying it's possible. Mm-hmm. And to act so aggressively
immediately
and intensely,
aggressive, yeah,
and not even giving them a second to like explain. Yeah, that's pretty wild. Okay, so we have the chicken. Okay, now we have the guy that comes out and he squares up and is saying, "What was it? Square up?" And
I think
then,
so, right?
"F you!" in front of his kids.
Yeah,
and first 100 people.
And not first off, like third off. Like it's the person running out of line is completely just because all he sees is some crazy guy dumping his stuff on the floor like while they're in line for a ride.
Yeah, dumping their shit.
And probably for 99% of the population, you're going on to Disney World. It's a huge investment you're doing in going to that place, right? And so the fact this is supposed to be this magical time, you know, theoretically. Keep it magical, but not stealing shit. You know, either way. But like, you're in line.
Keep it magical, friend.
You see someone that you have no idea. He's not
big
like he
dude.
Was like,
I'm assuming.
Yeah. Even if it was nefarious, it wasn't like, all right, they're gone. Go take their stuff. It was probably like, sweet, empty shoulder. Let's take it. Nobody will ever know. And so, but yeah, you see something like, of course, someone's gonna be rushing over. Cause it's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? You're ruining our shit. You just dumped my kid's lunch out, also on the floor right here. Now that's gonna be a huge expense. Now that we have to buy food at the park, and then just immediately be like, yes, that's it. Cause that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to provoke them. He's like, he probably brought it back. Like, where the fuck are these people? I want to fucking fight somebody.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think there was an urge to fight, but it's like in front of your kids in Disneyland. The fact that none of that would stop you, like seeing your kids were probably scared, seeing other people scared, I guarantee. And then like we get even further, like it's not enough that you're scaring your own kids, you're scaring other kids. There's no world in which I think a child could see that and not be like, ugh. Then you're throwing stuff. Right.
And it's also, this is over a prolonged period of time. I can imagine someone doing something stupid. They see their stroller, someone's sitting there pissed, and they're like, fuck this, I'm taking it. And then being like, all right, I'm caught. Initial, I was stupid. I should have been like, but for it to be this like prolonged period, there's more going on here than just attempt, like being angry at something. I'm being shocked about something. That's an actual anger issue that this guy clearly is dealing with that goes above and beyond whatever happened in this situation.
And the thing that pissed me off, well, I shouldn't say the most, mm-hmm. but the thing that really got under my skin, I mean, mm-hmm. it gets under my skin that she's asking if this is appropriate. And like the detail right. about the chicken, I'm like, right. do you know how bad what you're saying is? Because right. like, usually you're not going to get into like, how did they get their chicken mm-hmm. in when you're talking about something so egregiously awful. Right. But like the way he after was like, well, women shouldn't get involved. Mm-hmm. It's like,
well, even before that, so what? He knocks over, before we get to, he knocked also the flower pot or something onto a pregnant mm-hmm. woman. Like, it was,
yeah,
or
he, that was what I'm talking about. He threw it and he almost hit a woman yeah, with yeah. an infant. Yeah.
Also, like, if I have been mad and done something before mm-hmm. and like, or like, nothing like that. I've never done egregious, but like, where something I'm like, pulling yes. something out or something, yes. and if it hits somebody, I'm like, oh my, like immediately
out of it.
I am out of whatever was going on there and focus on
right.
that person. I'm not just being like, well, you shouldn't have been fucking near here. Then right. you saw I was angry in this park of a million people Tomorrow walking land. Around.
Yeah.
Like he was clearly, it went from, hey, that's fucked up that they stole your stroller to, nothing they did was justifying Justifies. All of these other
well,
things.
And then he's walking away from them, so they're not together. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I couldn't bring it up because that'll ruin the whole trip.
Mm-hmm.
You simply are, talking about mm-hmm. what he did is going to ruin the trip. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I have dated yeah. a guy that was just like that. In fact, we went to Disney World, now that I think of it.
Was it him?
No, I hope not. God help her if it is him. Uh-huh. But like he was the same, like he was the type of person where he would do he never threw anything like that, but he mm-hmm. would do like stupid shit and like get mad and like want to pretend like it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. And then it was like the big deal would be if I brought it up. So mm-hmm. the big deal was never what he did. The big deal was if I brought it up, and that absolutely could ruin like a long span of time. The mm-hmm. fact that her simply bringing up how outrageous he was could ruin, and like mm-hmm. the weight of that on a woman, like as a mother.
Fearful above and beyond everything. How it's going to ruin it in what ways too? Or what are you, yeah. what are you applying there too? Because like, bringing that up, you should be able to discuss a like crime that you committed.
Remember
like,
when you
hey,
committed that crime in Tomorrowland?
You quite literally did something that could have got us expelled from the park and banned for life from this
and
situation.
Also
if not arrested yeah. from this, if we could have been in Disney jail, John.
John.
But like, it's not like, we were talking on a pre-show about sometimes like not bringing up things later on, like because you don't want to deal with it. It's like it's not as big of a deal. This isn't one of those things you can just right. be like,
brush off.
We'll move on. It's not the end. They didn't know what they were saying. They said right. something. Blah blah blah. That's not this. This is you were accomplice to a crime in this situation, and you need to discuss it because
you might be on the lam. You might be being
this dragged. This might be something that you're going to have to deal with. Because also, it very well she's right. They are lucky they didn't get caught.
Or a
video didn't come out, or the employee didn't come after them. Like that's shocking, actually, that they didn't get caught.
That's what everyone was saying.
Because like that's people get banned for way less than that,
oh,
and get
100%.
A lot more trouble for way less than that, and so. The fact that even if you're just bringing it up to be like, well, we lucked out,
right?
that we didn't.
I'm glad we're not in jail.
You have to have a what's the word I'm looking for? Like to decompress yes. after all of that. You have to you
Agreed.
Know, do talk about it somewhat.
But it's like those type of dudes, like they could ruin it just by being surly and having a bad attitude. Like mm-hmm. it is so toxic, or worse. That's like the best mm-hmm. case scenario is he would have a horrible attitude.
Mm-hmm. Or he'll be like, fine, we're going fucking home then.
Yeah.
No more Disney for anybody. Yeah.
But the fact that after all that, his takeaway was women shouldn't get involved. Because what does that even mean in that situation?
Yeah.
Like, because she wasn't involved. This was literally you throwing a fit. Like, you can tell he's proud of his actions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's 100%. There's zero doubt that what he did was exactly how it should have been handled.
I showed
him. In part
him.
Because probably like, I'm assuming this woman is white. And her husband is white. I'm assuming that's just.
I don't know, but probably.
The amount of privilege that comes off in this of like
yes.
zero consequences for acting this way, I think is that of a Midwestern white man.
That is an excellent point, Chesco. Sometimes yeah. I'm so white I forget things. But like if this was anybody else, like, they absolutely would have been taken by the Disney employees and or the cops. It's like,
or even another patron stepping in or something like that to be like, I can be the hero.
Right. It would have been this guy again. Mm-hmm. Another guy like him.
He was saying, I got to step in here. We got to do something.
Buck up or whatever he said. Mm-hmm. But it's like, it's absolutely a privilege take to think you can go about the world like that. Mm-hmm. And what's interesting.
And it's clearly not the first time. Him to have that perspective, is this a lifetime of this being your life?
Okay. And then I'll play one more thing, which is her. I think it's a very interesting reaction. Now, reminder, she asked for feedback. That was the whole point.
Right.
She said,
how dare you judge me?
Well, it's a little sadder, but it's still interesting.
Okay.
People are doing the thing that they tend to do, which is like, leave him, which like, I have seen that said about things that are silly, like smaller infractions that I don't think, like, you need more context to really give a judgment on. Just like a guy being cringe, I don't think necessarily you need to leave him. You might, but this is like
abusive. I've told people to get divorced for less than this, though.
Yeah, I mean, this feels abusive to me.
This does. There definitely seems to be clues of a lot more.
Well, I mean, throwing things, screaming, trying to fight someone. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else you would call that. But
fear of bringing it up, though, is also like
you shouldn't. That's a bad sign.
You should. There's a difference between like not wanting to do something because it'll be uncomfortable versus fear of doing something. Right. And it sounds more like, at least the way it was phrased, felt more like fear of the repercussions.
Well, and so this is, so someone commented underneath her video, like, you know, 95% are like, leave him, or like, that's really bad. Like, a lot of them were very concerned, not even like sassy, just like, I'm worried. I'll never understand some women who just bluntly say, leave him, in such a commanding way. It's inconsiderate. We need to uplift and support women, even if it takes many years to leave. So this is what she had to say about that, which, you know, this is a very interesting dialogue going on right now.
I wholeheartedly agree with you. And I kind of want to make a video about this just so I can say a few things. I'm not mad at the people who are saying just leave them, because I think if I were on the opposite side, I'd probably say that too, because I wouldn't know the exact situation that they're in. And it doesn't make me mad. It kind of actually does the opposite, because it makes me realize that there are relationships out there that aren't like this. And obviously they aren't in this relationship. So there's hope. And that's kind of what situations and relationships like this thrive on, and how kind of I get through every single day is hope that something will change my situation, the system, my marriage. So I'm everyone's saying, you know, leave him, whatever. It's okay. I totally understand. I get it. I think I would be saying the same thing, but also I'm not mad at you for saying it, because that means you're not in my situation. And that does give me hope for the future. So in a way, thanks.
That was actually very sad.
And then I'll do one more, and then you can talk about it. This is continuing on the same idea. Mm-hmm. Because that, I actually thought that was one of the better responses I've ever seen to it, because normally they're like, no, he's great and you're dumb and why are you interfering?
Yeah. At least from that one, it felt like she was acknowledging that it was, none of you are wrong.
So then this is a response to someone said, don't bother y'all, she's not leaving him, which she is not. To be clear, she has made that very abundantly clear that she's not. But here we go. Listen to this.
So I'm going to respond to this one, pretty much reply all kind of a situation, because there's a lot of these, or saying, like, waiting for the video of her justifying her husband's behavior, saying he's not that bad of a guy. I'm not going to make that video, so you don't have to wait for it. But I will say there's a lot that goes on behind closed doors that you don't know. And right now, I can't go into too many details, but I am not leaving. So people saying, why are you telling us this if you're not leaving? Because you would not believe the people that have reached out to me saying that they're in a similar situation, or they are praying for me. When someone stops being silent and they finally reach out, even if it is to complete strangers on the internet, and they get warmth back, it does so much for you. You don't even know. for any negativity to come out of it, it's a little disheartening. So just, I would just advise people, just, if you don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all, kind of a thing, because it can really damage the very, very low, fragile self-esteem people already have in this situation.
So that's where we get into a little bit of a gray. I'm totally with it until the very end, I think.
Yeah.
Because you did ask for advice.
Mm-hmm.
You did ask for opinions. If this is normal, if this is not, what would you do?
Mm-hmm.
And so a lot of it was what women would do, which yeah. they said they would leave them. And like, I think it's very hard because I understand women's frustration when they are trying to show support to mm-hmm. a woman they feel is in trouble or mm-hmm. is needing help, only to be met with extreme hostility from that right. woman. I understand how we've gotten here. Mm-hmm. I think the people that say stuff like that are dealing with like resentment because they have tried to help other women and have been met with like, well, how dare you like bring right. talk about my man or my man's great and you're jealous right. or whatever. Cause I've seen that a million times over. This, I think, is a much more nuanced take on it or much more realistic,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, like, yeah, I get why you're saying that. I'm not going to leave him. There's clearly some situation. Right. She references it a couple times, even in the comment section. So there's something going on why she's not leaving. And I'm not going to even guess
having,
what that is.
I think just in general, having three young kids with somebody, that alone is extremely hard to leave. Yeah.
And like, so I'm not even going to question that. It gets tricky because I think what a lot of these women want is commiserating.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want other people in their situation to validate them,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes they don't want the feedback that is going to ask them to take action. And yeah. I think that's where they get frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
And when you ask an open-ended question to the internet, you're going to get all kinds of feedback. So I think, you know, I think it is a little unrealistic to say like, well, you shouldn't say anything negative. And to say like, you're pushing people to not want to talk mm-hmm. about it. It's like, well, at the same time, you did ask a question.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I feel like that's a little strange to say.
Yeah, I took what she was saying as more like, it feels like she's in the early stages of realizing that what she convinced herself was everybody's situation is right. in fact not that, and she doesn't right. know what to do.
Right.
Because she didn't invalidate people at all.
Yeah.
It's just, I think that was probably the most what you brought up was like the most reactionary part of it.
Yeah.
But I think it sounds like she's like, well, that sucks. I wish I had known this earlier. There was an alternative. I wish this was something that
I agree. I definitely yeah. think, like, this is the best case scenario of some. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she took a bunch of shit over this, right. but like, I do think like that. This is the goal when people mm-hmm. say something,
right.
because I think it is. You know, I think sometimes people do get they're a little antagonistic about it mm-hmm. in ways that probably aren't helpful. But I do.
Oh yeah,
think
I fully expected the responsibility to be like, you guys don't know him. He is a wonderful father and husband.
Right. Well, I even mean the commenters, like yeah. they'll oh, come yeah, in yeah. angry.
Yeah.
And like, but I think the goal is to wake people up to yeah. this is not an okay way to be treated. Mm-hmm. And like, I feel like this is one of the only times I've seen where it is like a woman being like, okay, I hear you. And I, you mm-hmm. know, I'm glad that I found other people who are going through it. It feels genuine that she was asking, is this yeah. normal? Because yeah. she's responding. Normally when people say that, it's yeah. very clear in their response videos that they weren't actually asking.
No, they were like, shoot, they wanted to hear other people who've been like, what's the worst thing your husband did?
Yeah. yeah. But this is like, I think it's because she mm-hmm. is responding like genuinely yeah. saying like, okay, well, I guess. And like the fact that she's hopeful that other situations aren't like this.
Mm-hmm.
I thought this was a very interesting dynamic because like you don't ever see it go this way.
Right.
It almost always is like big swing. Internet gets real mad. She's defending him. She's doubling down. And mm-hmm. like, I hope that this is going to lead to her getting support. And it seems like she is, mm-hmm. her truth is being validated. I think it's very telling of like where people are coming from when they're mm-hmm. posting, because I think most people seem like they're this woman, like they are mm-hmm. trying to get validation for their truth, or like they do want to know if their partner's being some kind of way. Mm-hmm. But then when the internet says, hey, I agree. Like, yeah, he's being,
I think,
an
her
asshole.
Comment section was a result of so many other situations, like people rage baiting and doing all the other things where they're like, they do not want to hear anybody say a negative thing about this horrific thing that their partner just did.
Mm-hmm. I have so many videos of like, mm-hmm. literally of like, I had one where he like couldn't do something basic. Like he couldn't find his razor or something. Mm-hmm. And he was blaming her. Like she mm-hmm. was doing a get ready with me. And he comes in the back mm-hmm. and is like, where's my razor? Well, you're always putting it somewhere else. She's like, away? I put it away? Like, is mm-hmm. that where? I don't know where. Like he interrupts her whole, like she's in the middle of it, like filming herself. Mm-hmm. And afterwards she was like, yeah, my takeaway is women really hate men. That's not the takeaway. They hate your man. They yeah. hate your man specifically. But I see both sides of it. I do know mm-hmm. a lot of women who are like, don't bring this on the internet if you're not going to change. Mm-hmm. Don't bring this on the internet if you're just looking for us to tell you it's fine, because we're not going to. Mm-hmm. But I also don't want women to feel discouraged.
Right.
Because they could be like this woman.
Being able to find community and being able to, yeah.
Yeah. That mm-hmm. that is actually asking. Yeah. So, yeah, I think it's – I don't, like, have the answer necessarily, but I do think it's good to see a case in which, like, someone mm-hmm. was open to feedback and mm-hmm. is adjusting in the way that they can. And, like, it is a good reminder. Like, not everybody can leave immediately. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's right. just not realistic for some – like, when you have kids involved, like
mm-hmm. – And if you don't have a family member you can go to, if you don't have, like, a lot of people don't, you know, have yeah. somewhere to go. It's like,
or someone can ruin your life.
Yeah. Well, exactly. There may be in a situation like this, you might be afraid of like a violent reaction.
I would be.
Yeah, very much so. So it's not always as simple. I think everyone, I've been guilty of it before, where it's always sure. easier to say than without thinking about the nuances of every single situation. It's not easy. I think about like the fact that my mom left my father when she was like 7 months pregnant with me, you know, with a 3.5-year-old boy, a 3-year-old with her as well. Like, so like, you know, doing that was not easy. And as a result of it, the reality is we were in poverty for, you know, for pretty much my entire childhood, right?
Yeah.
People are aware of that situation. We are aware of these things that can happen, and it's not always an easy situation to just up and leave. And I think we do need to do a better job. Everybody, this include I'm calling out even or calling in, I guess, all of us that do this kind of work online to be more careful. I think about how we, because this response I think was a very eye-opening even for me, because I think yeah. I'm so used to, I do it sometimes where somebody will say something in my comment section and I'll be like, I'll write
you always
a snarky,
go leave him.
Yeah. Will say something like that comes off, it could be mean, it might not be,
right.
But I'll be like, I'll respond super snarky back. And they'll be like, oh, no, I didn't mean it that way. And I'll be like, I'm so sorry. I've been dealing with people saying something very similar to me that were genuinely just being assholes all day, every day. And so I've tried to be better at how I respond in comment sections mm-hmm. And try to respond to haters a little bit less. And they're because of the fact yeah. that I sometimes it's there is context, obviously, is always hard, especially in text. But like in situations
sure.
like this, you don't always know.
I think that's good to think about. And I think like people should think about the other side of it. Like mm-hmm. if you really don't have any intentions of changing, if you're mm-hmm. like, cause you know, people go to the far end where they literally make shit up in order mm-hmm. to get like pity responses right. and defense. Right. I hate those people a lot.
The worst,
a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But even just like people who post like, oh, this is so funny, but it's like something that's bad. Just for views, and they're making it like they'll put like a title on there like
right.
my husband being terrible to me or something like that.
Right.
I think people need to be more responsible in that sense as well. Like mm-hmm. don't 100%. If you don't want feedback and you don't think they're bad, don't act like you do for mm-hmm. views, because then you have women like this who mm-hmm. I think really need help and want help or at least want the truth, mm-hmm. and they're getting hit with a really hostile reaction, which I understand how we got here, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't be so hostile if so many of these other women who are not serious. Like, mm-hmm. they actually don't want feedback and pretend right. to for views. Like, I think there's a responsibility on both ends. There's a responsibility to be more understanding and to know that, like, just because one person did something doesn't mean the next will. And at the same time, there's a responsibility of people making content to be truthful about what you're looking for and what you want, mm-hmm. because you are sabotaging other people. Like, just like when you pretend to, like, there's people that pretend to be battered women, essentially, mm-hmm. and they just want views. And then, like, the next time someone's going to go, oh, this is fake, mm-hmm. and it's going to be real. But yeah. because there's so many people who fake it, like, I feel people are responsible for that when people make fake content. Like, I feel like you play a part in the silencing and the fact that a lot of women aren't believed. Like, you are contributing mm-hmm. to that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I just thought it was a very interesting.
No, that was, I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't prepared for that response. I was fully expecting it to be
gotcha.
One of those ones where she's like, and fuck all of you for saying it. He is the sweetest man ever. When we are, that's what it caught me off guard, being like, I'm like, oh no.
I know.
It's her, because it was like her processing in real time of like, and I felt bad that like her takeaway was like, well, maybe hopefully she's right. Maybe there will be a better future for her. But she's like, I'm taking away from this as hope that we can be better. And I'm like,
yeah.
Hopefully that does change. Hopefully things do. Because after hearing how she responded, I'm like, it does feel like she's very clearly going through it.
And I mean, it's hard not to be defensive when you're getting attacked like that. Like, right. truly.
Right. No, I mean, absolutely.
So I understand why she was a little bit like, can you be mm-hmm. nice? Because, you know,
right.
I think it's very true that women in those type of situations, having known many, mm-hmm. it does cause them to double down.
Mm-hmm.
Because then they're defending themselves and mm-hmm. them. Like, they're defending their partners, obviously, because that's who you're attacking. But they're defending themselves because it's a reflection on them.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy's as bad as you said, then what does that mean about them? Obviously, I don't think it means anything about them negatively. Right. But, like, that is societally what you're told. Like, well, if you're with a bad man, then you mm-hmm. picked wrong or whatever else. So,
especially if you're not a content creator and it's your first time going viral online. God, I remember the first time I went viral. Full on anxiety attack. I was like, I have to read every single comment that's coming in.
Yeah.
On that note,
friends. Well, this was an interesting story. Maybe we've changed some perspectives. I know it genuinely reframed my thinking a little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm happy you brought that. This is a good one for us to talk about.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. As you know, we do the pre-show. It's always a shit show.
Always a shit show. Today wasn't as bad as our extra pre-show we did.
If you want to see the cursed pre-show where literally everything went wrong and the only reason we had to post it was because we didn't post an episode, go check that out on the Patreon.
I didn't post our episode.
Who knows who didn't do what? But thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.
Bye. Love you.
Bye. Love you. Bye.